This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
All right, Dr. Sean Ritchie of Chiropractic Medicine is here, ready to talk about Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, expanding as we speak with 8 locations: Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. MaryDansden.com, 724-940-9000. That first consultation, examination, and treatment is absolutely free. If you know anyone who has neuropathy, please give them this information and tell them that there is hope. Let's not forget, if you call today, leave a message, your first, last name, and working number. They'll get back to you on Monday morning. Don't deal with neuropathy any longer. 724-940-9000. Doc, it's great to see you. So obviously, let's begin. How are things going? Good morning.
Good morning to you. Things are going great. You know, it's really enjoyable to do what we do at Tri-State Neuropathy. I mean, we've got 8 locations, but I handle 2 of them. And it's so much fun to deal with a patient. Like, just give you an example. Yesterday, I had a lady start the program, and when she came in, I mean, a lot of people are very frustrated. You know, they've been to everywhere. They've tried to this. They've tried creams. They've tried to do something for their peripheral neuropathy, and they're led down this road of no hope. And whenever you get to tell them, like, hey, you're a great candidate for this program, for one, they're a little skeptical, but yet they get that little hope in them. And then you just, you know, we're a very open office. We're very fun. And, but just to see that smile on their face and to just know that now they have a little hope. But the greatest part is I know that they're going to get better. Yeah. We have such a high success rate. We're very critical on who we accept. We know who are good candidates. So whenever, we get to say, hey, you're a good candidate, and watch them do it. I've had so many re-exams, which is like you start with a certain baseline where they start from. We come back and we redo our testing. And it's just really fun to see these people. I mean, story after story after story of, you know, people back gardening, people back walking again with their spouse, just simple things in life. You know, even funny things like chores. I was laughing with this one lady last week, and I'm like, one of your goals was to get back doing housework. I'm like, are you sure you want to get back to doing housework? Now your husband does it. And she's like, actually, I would love to just do anything.
Listen, Doc, I don't think you realize, you know, I'm cutting my own grass now. And when I first met you years ago, look, I don't know if I could have done that.
Yeah.
Just being behind a lawnmower. Right. And I didn't have it anywhere near as bad. Look, I've seen people, because I've been out interviewing a lot of these high school football coaches on my social media page just to promote high school football. No other reason. And I can tell people dealing with neuropathy who are there to watch a practice, just trying to get up and down the bleachers.
Right, right.
You know, I came out of a church yesterday, people just trying to get down the steps in front of the church. You can tell, oh, my neuropathy. When you ask, are you okay? Yeah, I've got neuropathy. It changes everything when you have neuropathy.
It does. You talk about these coaches going, that's like one of the things that we try to do is get people back doing the things that they love. I had a guy that was had a son who was a golfer, and all he wanted to do was get out and be able to, you know, follow him around on his golf tournaments and stuff like that. And he wasn't able to. And I remember his scores were real bad. He was a really advanced case. And by the end of it, we had him nearly 100%. Like, his neuropathy, he had a little bit of numbness in the toes. But his best and favorite thing was that he could now still follow his kid around to watch him on the golf course.
So listen, all I'm saying, if you're dealing with this or you think, and we're going to go through the symptoms, this, that, and whatever, all the information that you need to know. And if you feel as though that there is any possibility you have this, or maybe you've been told you have it and you're on some sort of medication, a Band-Aid, that's all it is, not going to heal it. You need to make this call today. Do it right now. Leave your name and number. They'll call you Monday morning. Don't miss out this opportunity. The first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. And with them being in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, if you're listening on the Odyssey app, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, no excuse for you not to make the call. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. MaryDanston.com. And you are the first in the world utilizing this technology.
We weren't the first. We were one of the first. Yeah. I mean, it was about 10 years ago we got started doing this. And, you know, it was 2012, and I was talking to a colleague of mine out in Fort Wayne, Indiana, and I'd helped him with a few things. And he said, "Hey, Sean," he said, if you want, we do certain specialty stuff. And one of them happened to be neuropathy. And I said, "I appreciate that, but no, I'm good." And I always believe in fate. And neuropathy just kept slapping me in the face. Patients that I didn't even know had it starts talking about it, and I'm seeing commercials, and I'm just like, I really do follow fate. Like, when things are slapping you in the face, you got to open your eyes. And it was just too many things were slapping me in the face. So I ended up calling Jeremy back, Dr. Jeremy, and I'm like, "All right, what are you doing?" And he introduces me to this neurologist who discovered a program and technology that actually addresses the cause of neuropathy, which I was very skeptical. Took me about a year about to get into this. 2013, I finally am out in Arizona getting trained by Dr. Dodaro, and he showed me exactly how we can start to regenerate these nerves. So I brought it back to Pittsburgh here in my one office in Wexford, and I took six patients that had it, and because I still didn't believe this would work. And I went through the program utilizing the technologies back then, and only one component, which we have a lot now. And wouldn't you believe, all six patients got better. Two got 100% better. And meanwhile, I know these guys. I'm like, "Listen, you can't just be trying to make me feel good. Like, is this really working?" We re-examined them, and sure enough, they just did fantastic through the program. So I put one little ad out there, and it was in 2013, and my phones have not stopped ringing. We went from one office. Now we have eight offices. We have five docs on board. And we were all the way from Altoona to Weirton to Ohio, covering a tri-state area. We're actually working our way up to Erie. We're doing a seminar just to educate people, because there's a lot of people out there that have no idea what this is. We're actually doing a seminar this Wednesday in Erie. If you happen to know somebody up in Erie that is suffering with this, please let them know to call us. We can get them in our seminar.
You know, look, you could go from coast to coast, north, south, east, and west. And as we speak, somebody's waking up today saying, "Boy, my foot's asleep."
Right.
You know, and I'll tell you how really I've become so astute about this is that I can tell by the footwear people have.
Yeah.
If and I go, "You got neuropathy?" "Yeah, how'd you know?"
Yeah.
It, a lot of sponge underneath,
yeah.
The slip-on, you know, tennies, the whole thing. I mean, yeah. And hey, God bless them. I mean, I've been there, done that, but I want them to know. And literally after that first very mild treatment that I got, it's just that the slightest relief is astronomical what it does for
me. Oh, it's great. It's great to see people. I like to, after, we qualify our patients. That's why we're very successful. We know exactly who our candidates. We've been doing this. We've seen over 12,000 patients. So we know who are good candidates, who are not. So when they come in, we're going to do that. We'll go through a consultation, a history, and then we do a test. By the way, it's not painful. It's a 2-minute sensory exam that a lot of people go through these EMGs that are like, you know, very painful. This is very simple. That tells us whether you're a candidate. And if you are, we do a treatment. And one of the main components we'll talk about is low-level light therapy, 20-minute therapy. You don't feel anything. And I like to see when they're done. A lot of them get up and it's like taking their feet for a test run. You know, they do that little bounce in their step. And I can always tell. I don't expect people to feel it. I'm not Jesus, you know. But it's like I don't expect them to feel something. But when they do, you can see that little glimmer in their eye, like, that really did make a difference. I had a kid. He was an unfortunate diabetic from a young age. And he got up and he just started walking, and he's like, that sponginess is gone in one treatment, you know, and he gets that smile on his face. And I love to see that. It's just so much fun to be able to actually help people know we have the best program in the country. I mean, we have the most powerful technology. There's nothing on the market that beats it. And it's super easy to do.
Making a big difference. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. MaryDanston.com, 724-940-9000. You can call right now. Leave your name and number. They'll get back to you on Monday. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. And they are going to be holding a seminar coming up next week in Erie on the shores of Lake Erie. We're going to come back. We're going to tell you exactly what neuropathy is, everything you need to know. He's Dr. Sean Ritchie. Of course, Tri-State Neuropathy Center is in the spotlight today on KDKA. All right, we have a great testimony coming up in our next segment, but this segment, we're going to focus on what neuropathy is. But let me throw you this off right on the table again. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. And when I mention those names, you know it's Tri-State Neuropathy Centers. MaryDansden.com, 724-940-9000. Call that number this morning. Do it right now. 724-940-9000. First, last name, a working number. They'll reach you on Monday morning, 724-940-9000. Okay. Always that first person listening saying, maybe this is what I have.
Right.
So tell them what neuropathy is.
All right. So neuropathy itself, the definition is the death or destruction of a nerve, which can be anywhere in the body. It could be a large one, a small one. But when you add that adjective to the beginning and call it peripheral, that's at the ends, you know, your fingers, your toes. And but if you look at the electrical system, our nervous system, our brain controls every cell tissue organ in the body, sends a signal down your back and leaves us a large nerve fiber, which controls your big stuff. Like your muscles moving, your heart beating, your stomach digesting, your liver working, your stomach, your legs, picking your legs up, you know, your muscles, bending your feet, bending your toes. If you've ever seen somebody with a foot drop, and we don't treat that, that's a large nerve fiber. That's where they kind of have to slap their foot because they can't pick it up. That's all large nerve fiber. But when that nerve ends, it ends in your skin, in the peripheral. And it usually begins at your toes. And in that skin is this microscopic little guy called a sensory nerve or a small nerve fiber. That's the nerve that gets damaged when you start to get peripheral neuropathy. And it usually begins, it might start in one toe and then rolls across. And then it's all the toes in one foot. And then all of a sudden it bounces to the other. And then it'll want to work its way back. It'll crawl all the way up to the knee. But the beginning stage is that you get this numbing kind of feeling, almost like a tingling, numbing. People say my toes feel like blocks of wood or like they're swollen, but they're not. Maybe they start to feel like their socks are crumpled up underneath their foot and they pull their shoe off, pull their sock up, and it's not crumpled. You can get that spongy feeling. Those are like the beginning stages, okay? And that is the great time to catch this because...
Early the better.
Earlier the better. My biggest shocker, Rob, in this whole scenario of 10 years...
I know exactly how long people live with it.
How long people live with it, but you know what? Huh. It's progressive. It's a disease that always, always will get worse. And it just depends on how fast. I've had people in 6 months, you know, be so severe that they can't sleep and stuff. But that's the scary part about this. But the numbness and tingling, you know, I learned that in a book. It's a numbness. The nerves get damaged, numbness, tingling. But then it's the other stuff. That's the stuff that kicks in later. And that's the stuff that destroys a person. You start to get this, you know, electric shock. You get this burning sensation. Maybe they're freezing or maybe you can't even tell. I've had people say, I don't know if they're freezing in an ice cube or are they on hot coals? And it's every day. And then all of a sudden you get these cramping. I had a guy in the other day tells me every night he goes to bed, he says it feels like somebody takes this ice pick and sticks it on the top of his foot and hammers it.
Oh.
And it wakes him out of a dead sleep. That's the stuff that I went, whoa, this is not good. And whenever you start to see that it's just going to get worse and worse. And like I had a guy in the other day who was only 65 years old and he's at that stage. You know, say he lives to 90 and this is all he knows and he's going to have to live with it and he knows that it's going to get worse. And all they have for a solution in the medical model is a thing called medication. And that medication just seems to mask it if it even does that. So that's what neuropathy is and it's devastating. I mean, that's why I always tell people catch it sooner than later because it will eventually take over your life. It steals your simple mobility. You know, getting from point A, your balance goes bad. You know, you go to bed or you sit down at night, your heart slows down. So these symptoms want to elevate. And God forbid that you know, go to sleep and then the symptoms get worse. You get that ice pick through the foot, or you get the burning, or the sheets bother it, and you got to put your feet out from underneath the sheets because the sheets are driving you crazy.
Well, you're forgetting the other thing, ice cold.
Ice cold, yeah.
Horrible.
Yeah, I mean, it's horrible. I had a lady in, and Darby, and she said that she's had it for 10 years, and she said that I kick. She's like, I have this, my legs jump at night. And she's, and her husband's next to her, you know, so she's kicking her husband all the time, and it drives him crazy. And we were laughing about it, but do you know, after that very first treatment, now I'm not telling people to expect this, but she came back the next week for her first treatment, and she's like, oh my word. She's like, I haven't kicked or jumped since that first treatment in the office. And her husband's like, what the heck just happened? You know, he's actually so excited too. Now he gets to sleep because her feet weren't jumping. So that's the great thing about our program. This isn't a medication. This isn't to get you through the next day or get you through that night, you know, and that's unfortunately all they are led to believe that can be done for this. But we do have a program that's designed to actually address the cause, which is the death and destruction of those little nerves in your skin. And it works awesome. And it's technology gets better and better. When we started 10 years ago to this very point is absolutely astronomically different, obviously, even though it worked back 10 years ago. The technology that we have, and we are the only people in town that utilize this specific low-level light therapy.
I mean, you've treated over 10,000 people.
Actually, over 12 now.
I mean, think about that.
That's a lot of people.
Yeah.
I was at the Penguin game the other night, and I noticed that
you're getting close to a sellout, aren't you?
When I hit that day, I think it's 18,000 something, and that's our goal. You know, there is that when you look at peripheral neuropathy, there's over 30 million people suffering with this. That's a ton of people. That's a lot of people.
Think about this, Doc. You mentioned that gentleman 65, so I'm 66 and a half. I'll be 67 in January. You don't get your neuropathy taken care of. Who knows? Do I end up losing weight? Do I end up getting back in the gym? Am I on the treadmill, able to cut my grass? And think about if you are 65 and your movement is gone. You wait 10 years for this. That's got to shorten your life. Big picture. If you can't, or if you're not mobile and you're aging, that's just going to make it come quicker. And it's going to really be a whole lot worse on you than it would be if you were able to be mobile and to be able to move and to do things and to exercise. But you take that away. And then the aspect of just getting older, then mentally it starts working on you. So you don't want to age with neuropathy.
No. Not only with how that just affects you, you know, take the exercise away and just mobility, your body is going to break down quicker. And it does age a person.
Sure it does.
For sure.
I mean, you have no ability to want to do anything.
Yeah. I mean, people have told me if you said you would cut my feet off, I'd hand you the saw. It just is that bad.
I'm at holiday coming up. You can't even go to the mall shopping.
I know.
You can't go buy groceries.
And we live in Pittsburgh, you know, and a lot of these people with neuropathy, they have trouble getting around. I highly recommend, you know, get in the office. We offer that initial consult for free. Do it now before the weather gets too bad, you know, because the great thing about what we do is most of the stuff is done at home. So if you do come to our office and we qualify you and we get you started with a program, you're going to be doing most of it. So on those snowy days, it's not like you have to get to our office to get the treatment.
All right, here's what you need to do right now as we go to break. 724-940-9000, 724-940-9000, marydanston.com. They're located in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. 724-940-9000. Remember, the first consultation, examination, and treatment, all free. But when you call today, leave your name and number, first and last name, and a working number. They can reach you Monday morning, 724-940-9000. Again, here's that number. Call right now, 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment free, 724-940-9000. All right, third segment of today's edition, of course, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Dr. Sean Ritchie, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, MaryDanston.com. And again, I highly urge you to call today if you're dealing with it, you think you are, you know someone that is, 724-940-9000. I'd call that number today, leave your name and number, they'll get back to you Monday morning, 724-940-9000. That first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. Well, we have somebody on the line who is very grateful that they made the call, and let's bring Jane on right now to tell her story. It's great to have you here today. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. I'm fine.
Dr. Ritchie wants to talk to you to get it started, but it's a real honor to have you here and so thankful to hear your story. Go ahead.
Good morning, Jane. How are you?
Hi, Sean. I'm doing pretty good.
Good. Well, I appreciate you waking up. I know you're an early bird, but I do appreciate you getting up to tell your story.
Oh, it's no problem.
All right. So
I'm glad to tell her, really.
Yeah, I appreciate it. You're going to help a lot of people, telling people what your experience was and what you were going through. So you were suffering for a little while there until we met. When did this all begin?
In 2020 and 2021, mm-hmm. I had a little pain at that time, but it was starting to increase. Mm-hmm. And after I had radiation treatments and all kinds of stuff with my cancer, I fell and broke my hip twice within 6 weeks. And the second time I got MRSA, and then the neuropathy just took off.
Yeah.
I mean, it just took off.
That took off,
so,
yeah.
I suffered numbness and tingling, ache, and my balance was horrible. I could hardly walk anywhere. I would fall on almost a regular basis. I hit my face, broke my arm, fell 5 times in less than 2 weeks.
Jeez.
So I didn't know what to do, so I started with my PCP, and she sent me to the ortho guy, and their only solution was 1,800 milligrams a day of gabapentin, which did help, but didn't make it any better. It just helped. I also took Percocet as needed because at times the pain was so bad that I didn't think I was going to make it through the night or day.
Oh, man.
But my neuropathy just kept getting worse. My husband and I were really concerned because I couldn't walk. My feet were in constant pain. My feet felt like walking on egg cartons.
Mm-hmm.
I had to walk slow and gingerly. And egg cartons don't feel too good. They really don't feel good on your feet.
No, that's a good description.
Yeah, I had trouble falling asleep. My toes would get so cold and achy that I would have to take meds. It felt like my feet were just going to fall off.
Oh, geez.
So, I mean, it was kind of tough at times.
Yeah, I probably felt there was no hope at that point, right?
No, we thought that, my husband and I thought that maybe I'd never walk again normal, that I'd have to be in a wheelchair because we'd go places and I just couldn't walk. And even my husband was so worried about our future. Yeah. Like, we had to stop going to our grandkids' soccer games and stuff that was a long walk because I couldn't do it. Even with a walker, I could hardly walk on my feet.
Wow.
So I was at the chiropractor's one day, and Dr. Rank mm-hmm. was in there. And just started with tri-state neuropathy,
mm-hmm.
and he convinced me to come see you.
Right.
And I thought, yeah, like, this is really going to work, you know. but I went. And one example of something that I was having real big problems with was driving. I took our van one day, and I was going down to the bank, and I couldn't feel the bottom of my feet. I couldn't feel the brake. I panicked because I thought something was wrong with the brakes.
It was the brakes' fault.
Oh, the brakes just wouldn't work, you know.
Right.
So I drove back home, and I got my husband. I said, there's something wrong with the brakes in a van. And he went out, and there was nothing wrong. Here was my feet. I couldn't feel the brakes on my feet, which I didn't realize it was that bad, you know.
Right, right.
So after 90 days, I came to see you people. Mm-hmm. And at the time when I came, I only had 3% feeling in 1 foot and 9 in the other. Now, after 90 days, I'm up to 60 and 70%, which is amazing. It's just amazing.
That's great.
Burning is gone. The swelling is way down. I'm able now to walk places with confidence in longer distances. I don't need a walker. I don't need a wheelchair. I just have to walk like slow, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
My feet don't bother me at night as much like they used to. I can fall asleep. I look forward to going places, and we're talking about traveling back to Florida in the like March, Amen. Which I could have never done before.
Amen.
And the one big thing that's really good is I can now wear pants again, because for the longest time I couldn't wear pants because we had to unwrap my feet, you know, mm-hmm. put medicine on them, and the swelling was so bad around my knees that I couldn't hardly bend them in pants.
Right.
So that's a big thing for me right now.
That's great.
I can go places without worrying about falling. I mean, I really have gotten to that point where I feel confident enough. I'd like to say that your people, everyone in your office is so genuine and so concerned, and it really makes a big difference when you go somewhere and you feel like you can really trust somebody. You guys are like really down to earth, and you make me feel like when I come there, like you're not above me. You're not a doctor. You're my friend.
I appreciate
and
that.
You let me talk to you and confide in you, you know.
Right.
One thing I can say to everybody is I was very, very skeptical, and my husband kind of pushed me into it, because the day I decided to take the treatment, I thought, yeah, like this is really going to work. This is such a waste. You know, when I left my first visit, all I did was cry.
Right.
And I have to say to everybody right now, I'm amazed at how improved I am and how much better I feel. And if you guys can take this chance and go along with Dr. Sean, you won't believe how your feet feel. You won't believe how much better your whole body feels, because you're not worrying about falling. You're not worrying about just everything, you know, because your feet are everything. And you don't know. I don't even take half of the gabapentin that I took before. I mean, that's how much improved I am.
Oh, that's great. So, you finally have hope now, right?
I do. I really do. I feel like a human being again, really. That's what it is, you know, because you feel so different. And I'm driving everywhere now. I mean, I feel everything in my feet, you know.
That's beautiful.
So,
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I remember when we redid that exam on you, and I know you said you left crying, thinking you still had no hope and this wasn't going to work for you when we met 90 days ago. But I remember you almost had tears in your eyes when we started doing the tests, and you could feel the stuff, and remembering that you'd hardly felt it before, and now you're feeling
it. Oh, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, you actually were shocking me in some places on my feet, you know, where before I couldn't even feel it.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I remember running that little pinwheel across your foot.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's great. I mean, that, as we always talk, it's getting people back doing the things they want. And you going to Florida, you driving, going to your soccer games for your grandkids. So glad to hear that you trusted in us and you believed in us.
I do. And everybody needs to give you a chance, because it's unreal. Just go to the first visit, right, and you'll feel what I felt.
That's awesome.
And it's just unreal, you know. And I think my feet were really, really bad.
They were.
You know,
they were.
You know, considering some other people, you know.
Yeah, and yours was only 2 years. There's a lot of people out there suffering for 5, 10, 20 years. And
yeah. Well, they say mine came, you know, from the radiation and from all that I went through with the cancer and everything. So it just was not fun.
Yeah.
So
yeah, well, I really...
Now I can say it's kind of fun, you know.
The journey?
Yep,
I always enjoyed your 3:30 appointments, that's for sure. We always had a lot of fun.
Well, I'll still be around. I'll be checking up on you.
I know. Well, I know you were super skeptical at the beginning, and I really appreciate you trusting in us, and I'm so glad that you're doing so much better, Jane.
Thank you very much. You have a blessed day.
Thank you, and thanks for coming on and telling your story.
That's a good story.
Yeah.
It is. It kind of chokes you up a little bit.
Yeah. This is the stuff we hear this often. You know, these are the stories that we get to go to work and hear and see the transitions. And when I talk about it, I love doing what I do. It's because of that.
Well, you know, and getting away from some of the medicines, too, is a good thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And, you know, that those opioids can cause neuropathy.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. Even the gabapentin, I think one of the side effects is neuropathy. It's crazy. If you look at the side effects of gabapentin, I mean, it's like 3 pages long.
And I mean, why would you want to take something that's a Band-Aid? Now it's going to give you something else.
And you know what? Most people say it doesn't even help them. Yeah, they just keep upping and upping the dose. I had a guy who was on 3,600 milligrams this week.
A day.
And just to give you some respect or respectiveness, it's like they start you on 100 milligrams 3 times a day. That's what they start you and think that that's going to work. This guy was on 3,600 a day.
We'll come back and recap. But what you all need to do, dealing with it, you think you have it, and some know someone that does, call this number today, 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. They're in Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. The first consultation, examination, and treatment is free. 724-940-9000. And if you call today, first and last name, phone number, they'll call you Monday, and they're getting ready for another seminar. This one's in Erie, so the good news continues to spread throughout the region. That is the Tri-State Neuropathy Center, 724-940-9000. All right, Dr. Sean Ritchie, Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, marydanston.com, 724-940-9000. Call this morning. Leave your name and number. They'll call you Monday morning. First consultation, examination, and treatment is free. This is good news. This is an opportunity for you. 724-940-9000. I always like to end by saying, what did we learn today, Doc? Go ahead.
We learned a lot about how people suffer with this peripheral neuropathy. It is a progressive disease. It doesn't get better on its own. And unfortunately, the medical model doesn't have a really good solution except for the gabapentin. A typical journey somebody generally goes through is they start to get this weird feeling in their toes. And, you know, like most people, what do? You wait. You think it's going to get better on its own. And all of a sudden, it's not getting better. You wait 5 weeks, 6 months. And then all of a sudden, you make that call to the PCP and you go in and they'll listen, but they usually say, oh, maybe watch your carbs, you know, watch what you're eating, maybe walk a little more. So you take their advice. And like I mentioned, it's a progressive disease. So 6 months goes by, you've done what they told you, and it's getting worse. Now you're starting to get some pains, and then they'll start to do their work. They'll do blood work and maybe get you on that gabapentin and at a low dose, like 100 milligrams, but it keeps getting worse. So then you go back again. So here you are a year into it suffering and it's getting worse. And so now they'll want to do like an EMG or an NCV, a nerve conduction test. And that tells you, you know, if this nerves are not functioning. But unfortunately, that's not very specific for small nerve fibers. But ultimately, they do that. And what do they end up doing? Giving you medication and they up the dose. And it's kind of a chase that you do at that point. And it's a hopeless road, you know. Eventually you get so bad that they will like officially tell you like this is going to get worse, you know. You can actually end up in a wheelchair. I had a lady that came to me and she, you know, when we went to do the exam, I saw her toe and she didn't know it was kind of at the bottom, and I looked at it and it was black. I don't know if you've ever seen gangrene, but it was black, and I stopped the exam. I'm like, listen, you got to get this taken care of. And I said, go to the hospital now. And she did, and I got a call from her a couple months later, and they ended up amputating that toe. Unfortunately, they didn't get it, so they had to take the next toe. And unfortunately, they still didn't get it. She ended up losing her foot because she nicked her toe, got infected. She didn't know it because she couldn't feel it. And unfortunately, that's kind of where this goes. And that's the hope that these people are out there living. And it's sad, but I'm telling you right now, that's not the case. I mean, we've seen over 12,000 patients. We're one of the most experienced in the whole entire country. This is all we do. We are 100% dedicated to treating peripheral neuropathy. We don't address anything else. If you have something else, we usually point you. I had a guy yesterday who came in and he had the same symptoms. I'm just thinking about his one big toe. which we call radiculopathy, and an L5 nerve root problem. So I pointed him in a direction of either decompression or chiropractic, and that's how we're very successful. If you don't qualify, you're not going through a program with us. So, but yeah, it's one of those things that we are so dedicated to this. That's why we're going to Erie, to educate more masses, and there's a lot of people out there suffering. We have the most powerful technology on the market. We have 5 docs that are utilizing it, and that's our biggest success. I mean, there's some other people popping up using some replicated technology, but it doesn't compare. And that's why we are, you know, seeing people that are coming from other locations, and we're actually able to get them better. But that's the most important part, though, is we're very experienced on qualifying our patients. And that's the most important thing that you do, is you call us, we'll get you in for free. And we're going to take an hour to an hour and a half dedicated time with you. And we're going to make sure you are or are not a candidate. And if you are not, we'll point you in a direction. But if you are, we get to tell you that you are a good candidate. And we go to put a plan together utilizing the most advanced technology on the market to help you start getting better again.
Well, here's the thing. With this opportunity, meaning the first consultation, examination, and treatment being free, what do you have to lose?
Nothing. Absolutely. 100% nothing. That's the best part. I mean, when they do come in, it's pretty laid back. I mean, this isn't, you come in, there's a glass door and you slide it and sign your name in. We're very open. You come in, grab a coffee, and we sit down. You know, it's a very open environment.
All right, so this is what you all need to do as we get ready to say goodbye to him. He'll be back with us next month. All you need to do is to call this number. Do it today, this Saturday morning, before you have that second cup of coffee, and they'll get back to you on Monday morning. And repeating again, consultation, the first one, examination, the first one, the first treatment as well. All of it's free. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. MaryDancedIn.com. Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia. And tell them about Erie coming up.
Yes, Erie. It'll be this Wednesday up in Erie right by Splash Lagoon. It'll be 11 o'clock. Just call us if you know anybody up there and they are suffering with this. Please let them know that they can come at no charge. It will be about an hour to an hour and a half, and then they're going to learn what we do and how we can help them and if they even have it.
Splash Lagoon. I like Splash Lagoon. All right. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. First consultation, examination, and treatment free. So don't delay. Don't wait. Make the call today. They will get back to you. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. Tri-State Neuropathy Centers, Wexford, Monroeville, Washington, Beaver, Castle Shannon, Altoona, Boardman, Poland, Ohio, Weirton, West Virginia, MaryDancedIn.com. First consultation, examination, and treatment, all free. 724-940-9000. 724-940-9000. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.